Beitza perikain mishnehe hagachelos kiragle habaolim v'shal helves b'chol mokah. Here's an interesting halacha. Reuven and Shimon on Yom Tov are staying in places, or they live in places that are 2,000 amos apart. Reuven will be allowed to get, well, let's say it's only 1,500 amos apart. So Reuven will be able to get to Shimon. Shimon will be able to get to Reuven. But anything from Reuven was Koine Shvisa bim Koine Shul Reuven. It can't go past Shimon more than another few hundred amos. Anything from Shimon can't go past Reuven more than another few hundred amos. What happens if the electricity is out by Reuven and Reuven goes to Shimon and he gets a gacheles? He takes a coal from Shimon that's lit and he carries it in the cleaves where it shouldn't go out, and he carries it all the way. You know, sometimes you forget it's in the licht and you have verlichtzending, so you go to a neighbor on Yom Tov and you carry a candle, you carry it a few amos with your hands covering it. But here you have a gacheles, you'd have to put a glass cover on it or something in order to carry it 1,500 amos. And then you want to go outside your house to check something. The gacheles was koine shvisa bebayis Reuven, and it can't go now past the tchum of Reuven. That's true if it was a gacheles. A gacheles is a dovish yesh bemamish. It's koine shvisa kiragli haba'olim. Shalheves, just the flame, that means, let's say you take a match, okay, you take a long candle, and you light it from a flame that's burning by Shimon. Reuven walks to Shimon, and he lights a flame, then he covers that over the glass jar, and he walks the same distance to his house. There he'd be allowed to walk another 2,000 amos. He'd be allowed to walk 2,000 amos, which is his tchum, because the flame came from Reuven. The flame is not a dovish yesh b'mamish. So a flame is just energy. So since it's just energy, it doesn't have shvisa from where it came from. You might be makitoiv that the other guy gave you a light, but he didn't give you something of substance. Therefore, it's b'chol mokoyim. Gachelas shel hegdish moyalin bo. Agav, that the Mishnah speaks out that a gachelas is a thing of substance. It's not just about the fire that's burning from it, but the gachelas itself is something of substance. Masha'enken, a flame that's burning on the edge of a candle is not a dovah sheyesh b'mamish. The Mishnah points out something else, which is going to get to the same distinction. You have a gachelas that one took from hegdish. Imagine, let's say, in one of the lishkois, we're not talking about somebody who would have the chutzpah to take a gachelas that's burning on top of the mizbeach. So in one of the lishkois, in the azorah, there's burning, there's a fire. So he takes a gachelas, belongs to Agdish. Moilumbo is moil. He gets a shavu pruta's worth of benefit. So he has all the dinim of me'ilum. The shalheves, but a flame, if somebody would walk in with a lighter, with a candle, and he would go over to the fire that's burning, b'shus hegdish, and he would light a fire, lo nenev lo moilum. You're not allowed to. The way the Rishon explained, that's in the Siddur Rabbanon. So if one was nena, shava pruta's worth, he would have to pay, but there wouldn't be the korban of Hashem Ilois, there would be the tashlumen of Chaimish. Loinanin, one's not allowed to. V'loi moilum, he doesn't have the isurei mi'ilo if he was moil. Hamoitzi gachelos l'shus harabim chai. If somebody carries out a gachelos, a lit gachelos l'shus harabim, he's carrying something. Says chai. Shalhevis, one carries out a flame, he's potter. Now this needs a little bit havana, because forget about being chayiv on the flame, be chayiv on the candle. So the Rav answers in two words. V'shalheves shedochva biyodim Rishus Yechol Rishus Rabbim. You wouldn't be able to carry something through Rishus Rabbim. You can't carry the candle. We're talking about there's a flame burning, there's a fire burning by the edge of Rishus Yechol, and he pushes the fire, he flaps his hand, and he pushes the fire over the Rishus Yechol, over the gvul into the Rishus Rabbim. That you could do. That's a tzmamish 2 inches. That you could do be a dime. Now, you may not cure it here. You made a hanocha over there. Why shouldn't you be chayim? The halacha is a potter because it's not something of substance. It's just pure energy. Bor shel yochid kiragle hayochid. A bor is something that rainwater falls into all over Tanakh. A bor is a pit that rainwater, that collects rainwater. A be'er is something where the water is neveh mi bifnim. It's a mayim chayim. It comes out. A bor shel yochid, somebody digs a pit. The water that collects, the rainwater that collects in that cistern, Anybody that's going to want to carry water to another place is going to have to be zugestellt to his tchum. If the boy is shaykh to the townspeople, so then it's shaykh to the tchum of the townspeople. What's the tchum of the townspeople? So the Rav Yisoyisim, he just says it's alpayim amo. The way to measure a tchum of a town, of people that are living in a town, every person from his house, no. The edge of the town, it's all, the whole town is considered mokem echod. You have to then add on, Mishnayis Beforoshos, in the fifth perek and Erevin and so on, you have to add on the outskirts of the town, another 2,000 amos, and from there you start measuring the tchum. So that's the tchum of the water that shayach la'anshe oisohir. Every person wants to go to the marshal. You either want to go for a walk. Yom Tov in the afternoon. It's nice weather. You want to go for a walk. So you fill up a water bottle from the public waters that are in town. You fill up a water bottle. How far could you take a walk with it? You want to carry water for drinking. How far could you take the water? So you can take it as far as the tchum of the city. 2,000 amos out of the Iburei HaShalir. That's what the Rav says. It's not as poshut as that. And that is because the Rishonim have a little bit of a tumult over here. The Rav is being soysim. He's going with the Shita of some Rishonim. Seems that way from Rashi. Rashi and Erevin, the Sugya and Dafim Hey, is that we totally ignore any Yechidim that are not shaykh to a town. That means like this. The water is shaykh to Anshe Oysoir. Yanko wanted to take a walk in the outskirts of town. It's nice weather. He fills up a water bottle. The fact that there might be a few people from the town that made an Eruv Tchumim, because they wanted to walk to the next town to hear a drosha that the Rav was speaking in the afternoon. They were kaveh, their Tchumim outside of the town. That has nothing to do with the town. The town and the townspeople, Bestomius, are bound by the Alpayim Amo of the Bnei Ho'ir. Not only that, what happens if one of those people, who was kaveh Ashvisa, also filled up a water bottle? Let's say he wants to go to the drosha. He filled up, he lives in the middle of town, he put Erev Yom Tov, he put an Eruvei Tchumen, 1,500 amas to the west side of the town that we're talking about, because he wanted to walk 3,000 amas away to the next town to hear a drosha, like we said, Shabbos, Yom Tov in the morning. So he wanted to learn the Chavrusa Shavuos night in the next town. So now he wants to fill up a water bottle to be able to walk after a Suda, to be able to walk to the next town, because he's going to need the water on the way back to drink a little bit on the walk back. Can he take the water out of the town? He's walking 3,000 amas, but for he himself, his tchum haloi is 1,500 amas to the west of the town. L'chor he shouldn't be able to go because the water is kibnei ho'ir. If the water is not his tchum, here we have a machlok Rishonim. Some Rishonim want to be mechadish. There's a famous sugya of yesh breru and ain breru. When something is not clear and you define it, you want to be mafish truma from a chavish or yayin. You don't know which wine you're going to leave over for the truma. Whichever wine is left over in the barrel, whichever specific molecules of wine are left over, that's what's going to be left over for ma'aseh. That's called yesh breru. The pashtus is that we paskin ain breru. You can't do something to be chal later, which is based on suffik. But in dinim derabbanon, it seems that the psak halacha is that we do use breru. So mashal trumas for ma'aseh. The Raisa, maybe Bizman has a Trumas and Maisis Durabonon. That's a good question. But Tchumen on Yom Tov, we mentioned a few Mishnayis ago in the Psicha, that the halachs of Tchumen on Yom Tov, as far as Chafetzim are concerned, would seem overwhelmingly to be Durabonon. In Cain, you could say Yesh Breru. What would the Yesh Breru help you over here? The water that's in the middle of the big cistern in the middle of town, the water is meant there to be used by anybody who takes it. Whoever fills up his water bottle with that, whoever fills up a pail and brings it to his house, that's the owner of the water, right? If one townsperson fills up a barrel of water from the public cistern and brings it home, somebody else is allowed to barge into his house, take that water, it's public water. No, of course not. There's a brera that the one who shepped the water is the one who owns the water. If that's the case, the one who filled up his water bottle is the owner of the water. It's yesh breira that the water was oimid to be his. It's kainer shvis along with him. If he made an eruv 1,500 amis to one side of town, that's who the water is kavur with. If the water wasn't taken by him, we don't have to be nisyachas to him. Whoever was taken by, that's whose chumen it'll have, yom tiv in the afternoon or in the morning. Now, im yishal hashoyel, that l'chayr, we had another halacha before, in Mishnah Gimel, about kelim that belonged to a father's estate, and one of the brothers used it, and we say over there that you're meshubet to the tchum of all the brothers. Why don't we say over there, yesh brero, and the brother who actually decides to use that raincoat, or that tool, or that machzer, yom tiv afternoon, the tchum is hukvala fi him, nizbar l'mafre, he's the one that's using it. The answer is very pashut. Brero is where something is oimed lekach. Over there, the machzer, or the siddur, is oimed to be used by all four of them. Over here, we're talking about that once one person draws water from that well of that belongs to the tzibur, that water is his. The fact that it's not nizbarer, erev yomtiv, imcha sheikha, who's going to draw the water, on that helps brera. But the brera doesn't help when they're equal opportunity users. All four of them are sheikh. You're going to use it to the maksa today. Maybe I'll use it tomorrow from the brothers. So over there, you can't say brera. The last case in the Mishnah, we have another knage. Vishal oile bovel kiragle hamemale. Oile bovel are wells that were made for the public, but it's not owned by the townspeople. It's not the main well in the town of Woodburn or the town of Bnei Brak. It's a well that was put on the side of the road. It was done by Beis Din. You find in Shkolim who paid for it. And there were wells that were there because by Yom Mahim, there were thousands of people coming and they needed water for on the way. So the wells that were dug for the Oile Bovel, the Gemara says that the water that's inside is Hefke. It's Nichse Hefke. It's Nichse Hefke, Shteito Kiragle HaMemale, that it doesn't have a Tchum from Erev Yom Tiv. It has the Tchum of whoever fills up the water on Yom Tiv. The Tais Yom Tiv is Masber. That over here, again, we have the same idea. We'll say Yesh Brera. And Memela, the Tchum, will be Kavua, Lafi, whoever was Eichetim on Yom Tiv. We'll say Yesh Brera. Oh, he's the one that was supposed to pick it up. Now, there's one Knech over here. Shitas Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, the Gemara brings on Daf Lamed Ches. It's really a Mishnah in Erevin in the fourth parak, in Erevin, is that Cheftze Hefker, something that doesn't have an owner, is Hukva Shvisosoi Bimkaimon, which means that the water that's lying Hefker in the Barsha Le Bovel, that water is the Tchum is there, so you can only walk through the Asnamis. Masha'en came the earlier case that we had in the Mishnah, Kiragle Hayochid, over there, Lekuliyama, it's not Hefker. It belongs to the townspeople, like we said. So it belongs to the townspeople. It's Hukva Lefi, whoever will pick it up. That's the mission is coming, Lafuk Rabbi Yechim and Nuri, that whoever zoichin it on Yom Tiv, Kiragle Mamala. Now, what comes out is that it's really the same din as the other din, as the other case, the case of the water that belongs to the townspeople. Both of them work al yidei brera, except that there's one difference, that where the water was taken by one of the townspeople, so there, enachanam el dinizbar mishum brera. What happens if the water was taken by somebody who's not from the townspeople? It's certainly not nizbar l'mafreya that it should have been taken by him. It's not oimin to be taken by somebody who's not from the townspeople. So there we wouldn't be able to say yesh brera. Over here we'll be able to say yesh brera on anybody. Kiragli amamale, because it's taka oimin for anybody to take. It's hefker. That's the din that's mavur over here in the Mishnah. Mishnah Vov. Mishayu peroisov bi'ir acheres. Somebody who had peros, he's living in town A, which is somewhat separated from another place, and he has food that he wants to use in town B. V'irvu b'nei oisa oir lahavi etzlam b'peroisov. Picture, Reuven lives in town A, and there's a bunch of townspeople in town B. They want to come, Reuven has a shtibul in town A, they want to come there for Nilus Achak on Shavuos, like we said before. So they make an Eruv Tchum, the two shtetlach are 3,000 amas apart. They make an Eruv Tchumim in order to be able to walk to him. They put the Eruv Tchum, let's say 1,500 amos, equidistant from town A and town B. They can now walk, but Reuven's peres, the Rav of the Shtibel in town A, his peres that are munach in town B, if they want to bring the peiris with them, bilkaloch and mayim chaim seltzer, they want to bring with them in order to pravenil zakag, they can't bring the stuff with them because that he didn't make an eruv tchum, they made an eruv tchumin, but for him, his tchum is in town A, his things are in town B. So mad dinoy of his chafetim that are in town B, the peiros and the other stuff are sitting in town B. They have the tchum of somebody who's in town A. What's the din? The din of anybody who's out of the tchum. What's the din? Dalet ames. They could only be used in town B. They can't be brought to town A. So that's what the Mishnah is telling us over here. The irvu bnei oiso yir lahavi etzle peirosov. They make an eruv to come to him. And they have in mind to bring the peiros lo yavil lo. They can't bring it to him. Vim iruv hu, if he wanted to go to town B, if Reb Ruvain in town A wanted to go to town B and he made an eruv as well, so then peiros of kamoyu. Memela on his peiros was also chal the shvisa of the eruv etchumen, 1500 amas between town A and town B. The peiros and the people can travel on a two-way. Now, it's interesting over here. This specific case has an example that I could think of halacha l'maisa, even l'gabi hilcha Shabbos. And that is, what happens if you have a bacher who's away from the dorm for Shabbos? And all of a sudden there's a torrential downpour, and one of the other bacher knows that the bacher who's away for Shabbos has hanging in the room, has an extra raincoat, and he knows, be a deer, he's borrowed it before. A friend told him, you can take the raincoat whenever he wants. He has one of those Shabbos shame coats to put over his hat. So he wants to take it. There's only one little problem. The bacher's home for Shabbos. His mokum shvisa is totally out of the Dalet Ames over here. So now, usually it's not a problem because the bacher who's in the dorm is going to want to be walking inside the tchum of the town. And even if the raincoat, which is chutz, out of the tchum of its owner, has Dalet Ames, but that Dalet Ames mavur, when you learn Ervin in the fourth perek and in the fifth perek, that Dalet Ames is the whole enclosed area. The whole enclosed area could also be the town, even without an Erev. So if you have a bacher who has his raincoat in the dorm in yeshiva, the raincoat could make its way around the Dalet Ames, which in that case would be the whole town. But what happens if the bacher wanted to go for a walk outside? There's a property behind the yeshiva, a little bit out in a field outside. He wouldn't be able to use the raincoat. Mitzad Hilchas Gezel, he knows his friend lets him use it. But in Hilchas Tchumen, he wouldn't be able to use the raincoat that was left. That would be an example of a halacha lemaisa where this halacha would play itself out. One last Torah. We said Reb Ruvain is in town A, his parents are in town B. They're in the houses, or they're by the people who live in town B. Didn't we have before by a Roya in Mishneh Gimel that things that are mufkad by somebody who has responsibility for them, the halacha is that it becomes part of the tchumen of Misha Hufkad Etzla by the Shomer? Why don't we say that the Paris assume the tchum of the Raglei townspeople of town B who made an Erev and then they could carry it to town A? So the Gemara has to explain over here on Daf Mem that's talking about where they weren't responsible for the Paris. Reb Ruvain, who lives in town A, has a room that he rented or even that he borrowed from somebody in town B, and he puts his peiros there. But not that the person who's the peiros is by is responsible for the peiros. It's the responsibility, the Hilcha Shomrim, that brings those peiros into the tchum of the Shomer. Not the fact that it's physically there, but the fact that the responsibility, and al pi choshe mishpat, he has the responsibility for it, that's what creates that din. So that's something that the Gemara points out.